The kid knew it would be a mistake to underrate the fighting ability or the resolve of the brothers Fernandez. The odds were 4-1. It was time to get to work.
Still looks like there's only three of them.
So, I don't think you have ever been to Mexico before. Am I right, señorita?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, it is a beautiful place. You'll be very happy there.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Am I right, Lobo?
Of course, Juan.
Woohoo!
What was that?
Woohoo!
Son los desdichados.
Will you stop with your spirit? It's an owl.
Ah! We'll leave for Mexico as soon as it is light. First, we will have some dinner.
Miguel knelt beside the fire. He appeared to be cooking supper. The kid could now make out the form of the fourth brother, Pedro, dozing on the ground nearby. Juan sat close to Bess, his arm resting on her shoulder. Lobo sat on the far side of the fire, his eyes fixed on the girl's face, as if he was savoring the discomfort she felt.
What's the matter? You don't want to travel with us? We'll treat you fine, you'll see.
How is that food coming, eh, Miguel?
It would be better if you had brought bacon, but it will be okay. I'm an excellent cook, Señorita O'Neill. But maybe you will help me sometime, eh?
You wouldn't like anything I cook.
I bet I will like what you cook just fine.
The kid could see his guns lying on a blanket in front of Pedro.
Pedro, wake up! Get me some more water.
Huh?
I said, get me some more water for the stew!
All right, then. Hang in there, Bess.
And get it from the spring, not the stream.
But that is next to the cave. I don't want to go in there.
I don't give a damn where it is. Do what your brother says, Pedro, and do it fast.
Pedro stood up, dusted himself off, and reluctantly accepted the kettle Miguel was offering him.
Refill my canteen while you're at it.
Then he picked up Juan's canteen and started out. The cactus kid had already slipped back down into the rocky bed of the stream and started up it toward the spring. He vanished like a ghost into the darkness at the head of the canyon.
Madre de Dios, no me gusta esto.
Inside the mouth of the cave, near where the Agua Prieta sprang from the rock wall of the canyon, the cactus kid waited while Pedro kneeled and filled first the canteen.
Now, the kettle.
Then the kettle with water.
There. Oh.
As the big man straightened, the kid moved in behind him, holding a loop of the rawhide in his left hand and gripping the stone with his fingers. He threw the stone suddenly, and its weight swung the rawhide around the Mexican's neck. As it came about, the kid caught it with his right hand and pulled the rawhide tight. Pedro dropped the kettle and grasped at his throat, but it was too late. Pedro couldn't draw a breath, and he couldn't cry out. He pulled forward, but the kid held him fast with his left hand. Then, with another stone held tightly in his right fist, he struck the big man a solid blow on the side of his head. For an instant, the kid held Pedro motionless. Then he lowered the man's unconscious bulk gently to the ground.
Phew.
The kid quickly pulled the thong loose and thrust it back into his pocket. Then he dragged Pedro's body into a thicket and quickly tied him hand and foot. He searched the body for a gun, but found none, so he slipped back down into the stream bed and headed back toward the fire.